USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. A Christmas party nightmare in Rockdale County, Georgia. Family members head outside on their deck to pose for pictures when suddenly the wood structure gives way.
We were getting ready to snap a photo. I just blacked out.
15 people, ranging in age from 19 to 70, standing on the deck at the time. This woman tells WSB-TV in Atlanta.
I stood up, I rolled over, and I saw my sister. I flipped out of her boot, but I'm the only one that didn't get injured because I think I fell on two people that saved me from getting injured.
And this neighbor says he hears all the screaming and runs to help out.
To the point where moving their cars or helping, you know, the ambulance come down and seeing how severe it is, and they even got a helicopter lift on it. So that was crazy.
Two people airlifted to the hospital with broken bones. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Ahead of the Christmas holiday, a look now at gas prices across the country. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with the latest numbers.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon. Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. And the news is even better. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill up here in America was 7 cents more expensive.
Getting rid of Obamacare, a big topic discussed on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
I believe that's the likeliest outcome because Obamacare has always been unconstitutional.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House calling a death at the border just senseless, USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who died after journeying across Mexico to illegally enter the U.S. with some 160 migrants likely died of dehydration and septic shock. Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the girl's death is tragic and could have been prevented.
It's a sad time, but it's also senseless, it's a needless death, and it's 100% preventable. If we could just come together and pass some common sense laws to disincentivize people from coming up from the border.
A Department of Homeland Security says without the life-saving measures undertaken by Border Patrol, the child would have likely died in the desert alone without any medical care whatsoever.
Some concerns about the welfare of a Saturday Night Live cast member proved to be unfounded. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Fans were relieved when comedian Pete Davidson introduced the second musical performance on this week's SNL, a job usually reserved for the show's guest host. But Davidson's appearance capped a day where some feared he was preparing to commit suicide.
Once again, Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus.
After expressing support on social media Saturday for musician Kanye West and a struggle he's had with mental illness, Davidson posted, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore." Later, he deleted the social media account altogether. A police officer was sent to NBC Studios in Manhattan to check on Davidson, while a company spokesperson apparently told NYPD Davidson was fine.
For USA Radio.